Have you ever received some well-intentioned advice from a person who does not really know what they're talking about and speak very confidently about things with which they have no knowledge? Well, it happens, doesn't it? Job's friends did very well, I think, when they sat with him and mourned with him and did not say a thing for 7 days and seven nights. But then they couldn't help themselves. They had to give Job their opinion, but they felt like they were speaking for God. You just really can't do that and help people. He had a friend called Eliphaz the Temanite who was sitting with him, and the first thing that he said was, "Job, you must have done something wrong, and God's punishing you." Listen to what he said. It's in Job 4, chapter 1. "Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, 'If we try to speak with you, will you be upset? But who can withhold himself from speaking to you? Look, you have instructed many, and you have strengthened weak hands. Your words have upheld people who were falling, and you have strengthened people who are weak. But now all this has come upon you, and you faint. It touches you, and you are troubled. Is not this your fear, your confidence, your hope, and the uprightness of your ways? Remember, I pray you, whoever perished being innocent? Or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness will reap the same. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils they are consumed." You see, Eliphaz told Job something and stated it very confidently, but he had no knowledge of the truth of what he was saying. He didn't know that God was punishing Job. I suppose we can be punished in this life for our sins, and our sins have consequences, but Job had really done nothing wrong, and Job is going to wonder now, what is it that I did wrong that I deserve what happened to me? And the answer is, I did nothing wrong that would deserve this trouble. Well, here we have a friend just so confidently stating what God has done. We can only speak, friends, from the Scripture. We can only take that encouragement or that admonition that comes from the Word of God, and we dare not speak for God. Let's pray. Father, I will not dare to speak for you. You are wholly righteous and holy to such an extent that I will never be holy, Lord. But we are holy because we belong to you and we love you and we trust you above all things. And we know that you're always good to us. And when the troubles of this life are over, we will understand everything because we will be in your presence and we will learn from you. In Jesus' name, amen.